Another fantastic
Rangers, guys. What are we doing?
Well, we're about ready to kick the crap out of this juggernaut guy before he blows up this bridge.
I'm motherfucking juggernaut. God damn it.
See, we kept hot-guying the womp rat that was attached to Ned.
Right, yes. He thanks you for that still.
Has managed to get a good shot on the juggernaut while still being pinched in his armor.
John, how is Torque feeling about everything right now?
Like he's not gonna let this guy get away.
Okay.
Which segues into my turn.
It does. Let me get out of this. I just gotta drop my inventory because... Okay, segues into your turn. We ended with the juggernaut trying to... I keep saying juggernaut. It's not the juggernaut. This giant hulking mass of metal trying to break this bridge. And it does an overhand two-handed fist swing down. And the whole bridge shakes pretty bad. And you can hear some stones dropping underneath into the water below. But the bridge holds. So, Torcat, what you gonna do? Run up there. Okay.
Can I get all the way to him, you think?
Yeah. It's about 30 feet away. That's like your full movement.
Can I use this zombie skull and vertebrae as a bolo to knock him down?
Probably not. You can try, but... So, this guy has silhouette through here. What did I say his silhouette was? Yeah, he has silhouette 3.
Well, then my attack against him should have been upgraded in my favor.
I'm just saying, like, well, with yours, you're basically, like, cowboy riding him. Bull riding him.
I was more going to use that trick if he was still running. But if I can get all the way to him...
Oh, he's not... Yeah, he's not running at all. He is stationary right now. Also, I don't think the vertebrae, like, the spinal column thing would be very... I just don't think it would wrap around both his feet. It would trip. But yeah, he's not running away. Okay, so what are you doing?
I'm gonna hit him with my force lance again.
Okay. Anything in particular, or are you just gonna swing at him?
I mean, I'm gonna swing for his head.
Okay. Wait. Go for it.
4 success and 5 advantage.
What's your strain looking like, John?
Pretty high.
Yeah? You over half yet?
Yeah.
I can't remember what we said the rule was for that.
80%.
80%. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so that... Oh, you... what's your force lance damage? You didn't swing with that.
7.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
And it's a critical.
Okay. Let's roll that critical.
Compromise. Another one. That's 2.
So yeah, you're just like landing these massive dents into... So with your 4 success and 5 advantage, you did that critical damage to him, and you unleash this like flurry of blows onto him, and you're just denting what you know is ship plating armor, and it's kind of like a marvel of Tong engineering that you haven't like broken this force lance at this point. You're probably starting to feel pretty tired, though. Like, this is definitely beyond the limits of what a mortal being should be able to do. At least of your stature. But, yeah, you have done some serious damage to this thing.
I am at 80% now with that attack.
Oh, so you're not in berserk state anymore.
No.
So then after that, you... Like I said, this is probably the limits, and it was. The fatigue, you can feel it now, and you're not able, like, you know, if you push it any further, you'll start harming yourself. You're just not physically able to do this anymore at this point. But luckily, it looks like the thing in front of you probably isn't able to either. PC turn. Who's going next?
What's up? How you doing?
It's me, Tony.
So, Hez, now that I remembered that I am sizes again.
Whoa.
Into his armor's
Hang
gap on. In the armor again.
You were cutting out pretty bad.
Okay. So, I forgot that I was two sizes, and I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
Same place.
Okay, hang on. I'm not even being a dick, but... I'm not trying to be a dick, but you are breaking up pretty bad. One more time.
Neck!
It's still cutting out.
Hang on. Shut off your webcam.
You shut off your webcam.
Okay, there we go. Okay, go. Go, 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 go.
Hez is too... Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen closely. Hez, being two sizes smaller and just now make my attack easy. That's right. I'm going to attempt to hold a...
Did anybody catch that?
Honestly, no.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, Hez? Yeah, no, I caught that part. What are you trying to do, though? Hez's two silhouettes. Oh, okay. The hole's not in his neck. It's in his chest. Yeah, okay. So Hez is going to try to shoot in that hole in his armor again. And because he's two silhouettes smaller... Oh, yeah. I knew what you were talking about. Also, Destiny. I see what's going on. Okay. So I'll add a green for you. And I will upgrade. Okay. Go for it.
Four success.
So that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Bypass and soak.
This guy, you blow another hole through his chest. Wow, I mean, like, the hole in that unarmored part is bigger now. Like, the flesh underneath. When you manage to shoot through him like that, He staggers and almost falls over. This thing looks like it's almost dead.
Good. Neb wants to try to take him out. But he wants to get a little closer.
Don't shoot me!
Okay.
Like there. Is that good for Neb to be able to move to?
Yeah.
Okay. So he wants to get there, so he's got a little bit better of a shot. I know Hez is close to him and on him or whatever, but...
It doesn't matter. It's always going to upgrade the difficulty for you because I am, like, I'm a part of him essentially right now.
you're right. Swinging in front of him. Or Hez is.
We got to try to take this guy out before he blows up this or damages this bridge.
Hey, you could go ahead and shoot him. Hez was just, hey, don't let me, Zach, change your mind. Hez was just shouting, do whatever you want.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, Neb's going to shoot him. Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to use a dark side point to upgrade the difficulty. Go for it.
All right. On the pew-pew, aiming, and firing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. 2 success and a threat. So, yeah, he's aiming right for the open hole. What was that, 7, 8?
Yeah. This,
damage.
This thing... You managed to, so you zing a shot right at him, and as you're close enough to the bolt where you hear this,
threat could, like, singe Hez's ear.
Strain damage?
Yeah, take 2 strain, Hez.
2 strain for 1 threat?
My bad.
Maybe. This thing falls over, and you barely manage to roll out of the way. You guys killed it.
Nice.
With my pew-pew.
So we're out of combat.
Hez is going to snatch the crown out of his cold, dead hand. Somebody wants this.
I'm going to grab Lahab and continue to run towards the ship.
Excellent.
Hez is going to keep running and run past HW. Here's your crown! Toss it up at him as he's running to catch up.
Ooh, okay. HW.
Hello.
Are you going to catch the crown?
I will make a vague attempt to catch the crown.
No, you can just catch it. If you want to catch it, like this, you're out of combat.
Okay, yeah, I would catch it.
Roll discipline.
According to the map, Torque is wearing the crown right now.
All right, let's see. Can my discipline hold on?
Yeah! Yeah!
But with that 2 threat, you're going to take another pip.
Yeah!
Nothing bad, but something awesome!
That's great. As HW just like throw... Wait, HW. I mean, not HW. I'm sorry, Hez.
Yeah?
You roll too, bud.
Yeah, if I was waiting for that.
Let's go back a step. Let's
discipline check
this first. Yeah. Hang on. I don't think I have yours set properly.
I'm upgrading mine anyway, and it is... I already added the upgrade. Our destiny pool, by the way, is 5 light, 5...
I'm going to make this a 2 purple, 1 red, based on the number of pips that Hez has.
That's cool.
Okay, go for it.
2 threat and a triumph. Get new power.
I mean, you didn't exactly fail.
How about this?
I mean, I'll get crazier. I don't give a good goddamn about getting crazier. But I got a triumph. I want a great power. I want a dope ass. Ooh, new spell in the book. You go on, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just thinking. Like, if that's what you're going to do, so 2 threat and a triumph.
Or, like, maybe I'm starting, like, I'm getting madder, but, like, I'm acclimatizing or something. Maybe that's what getting the powers is.
I think that might be what it, yeah. How about this? So you wanted to get a new spell. You have the, I'm sorry, Ryan, we totally just pulled the rug out underneath you.
I'm sorry.
I'll burn a dark side point for this. Here's what I'm thinking. So, Hez, you actually were going to throw the crown to HW. Like a part of you realizes, like, you can't keep doing this. Like, whatever the hell was in that crown or whatever it is just, like, it is destroying your mind. But, yeah, that was before you picked the crown back up. And then, as soon as you picked it up, you were like, ah.
To the tea party!
Yeah, right? So you throw it back on your head. Yeah, and you were like, man, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking earlier. This is great. You know what? If I looked at that book, I bet I could pick out something in particular.
I can't give him the crown, though?
No.
No.
That is on
my intent.
Head.
My verbalization initially indicated that I wanted to.
You did,
but now I can't.
You can.
Okay, I am so sorry, HW, that it was not my intention.
It was bound to happen.
I thought we got past it. Like he totally let you roll, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it though. Like anyone that touches it, it's basically like hot potato with the Eldritch Horror right now.
You can still grab it off my head.
Yeah.
Can I use definitely. My stock gloves to pick this thing up?
This is just dancing around with the crown on his head and reading this.
You can, yeah, you can try to read it. HW can definitely try to take it away, though.
We can do the spell thing after. Let everyone else. That's cool.
Okay, so we got past that first crazy part. Does HW want to try to take the crown from Hez?
Yes, he absolutely does. That's all he wants.
Okay, this is amazing.
Can you have a boost because Hez isn't actively isn't trying to keep it? He's looking at his scrolls, distracted.
Yes. Let me. So yeah, this is just going to be an average roll then, I guess.
Or what would you like me to roll?
It's definitely going to be skullduggery.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Hold on.
Diego wills it.
Yeah, right?
I'm upgrading it.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm upgrading it.
I've done it. I've got it all checked off on my side here. All
right.
To advantage! Knocks it off my head.
Yeah, what do you... Do you want to do that with your advantage?
Do I want to do what?
Just slap it off his head?
Yes. Immediately. The mild-mannered HW that doesn't ever attack was willing to brutally murder things to get this crown.
Yep.
I'm just glad he didn't hit me with his pickaxe to get it off me.
So, Torque and Neb, you just saw what would you could easily describe as interesting. Hez, as soon as he picked up that crown, seemed to have this internal struggle before losing his shit and putting it on his head and dancing around while trying to read some
royal decree.
Yes, exactly. Like, he started screaming that he was royalty for some reason.
I'm just reading the decrees.
Ah, royal decree. Okay, so he's
hear
reading...
ye, hear ye.
Yeah, so that's different. And then HW, out of character, slapped the crown off his head. So it is sitting about right here, in between all of you.
Can I pick it up?
Hey, would it be better if Neb tried to pick it up with his shock glove?
So, Torque, yes, you can. It's going to be a discipline check for you, but for a different reason.
Discipline check to pick it up, or I pick it up and then I have to roll a discipline check?
To pick it up.
Your ancestors are crying.
Yes.
Why to pick it up?
Actually, Zach described it pretty well. When you go to pick it up,
you've tapped into the power of the ancients, and now they don't want you to...
They don't want, yeah, like, everything... Dispurify you. Yeah, basically, like, yeah, that's literally what it is. Not literally, but...
Can I take you back to a galaxy a long, long time ago, a faraway place, where you said I was unaffected by the Eldritch things?
I also said that you would have a compulsion or revulsion towards them.
So that would be the discipline check then, the revulsion?
Yes.
Ah.
You have to control yourself from not trying to just destroy this outright.
Oh.
Because
like
this...
Like Gandalf in the One Ring.
Yeah. Like this...
I'm a wizard now, Harry.
Oh, God.
This would definitely be setting off like every single like innate, I guess, trigger in your brain. Like this thing should not be here.
Okay, that makes sense. So like I put my hand down to pick it up, and then I'm rolling a discipline check because of
the
crown's aura.
Yeah, your first instinct would be to destroy this, not pick it up. So you're trying to resist just outright, like turning your force lance on it.
I want a boost.
Okay. Hang on, wait. Okay, go for it. Nice. So you feel all of those feelings that we just described, and you are able, with 2 success, 1 threat, and a triumph, you're able to set that aside and realize, like, outright destroying this. One, you get this gut feeling that you probably wouldn't be able to destroy it. And 2, violence, for once, probably... Again, going into, like, not being able to destroy it, but you just need to get this thing out of here. And you're able to set your feelings aside and pick it up. And you're right, it doesn't affect you. Like, you, beyond your revulsion to this thing, just, you don't... I suppose, like, you hear some whispers very, very, very briefly in the back of your head, but they are just... That's probably what tempers it for you, is...
Are these whispers afraid?
No.
Now? I mean, like...
It's probably just, like, a compulsion. Like, give in, accept this power sort of thing. But it's being drowned out by Torque's just overwhelming revulsion towards... And hatred towards this object's existence. If that sounds... I guess I did a lot of speaking for you, John, there. But I'm assuming that's what Torque would feel.
Torque turns to HW and asks him, Neil.
HW, do you kneel?
HW would look at Torque, and he regards Torque as, like, the leader, not only in name, because he's the captain, but, like, in HW's mind, he is, like, the champion of Diego, and if the champion of Diego asks you to kneel, you kneel.
That's awesome.
What do you do with this power? Or what does Torque do with this power, John?
In Torque's mind, even though he's revolted by this crown, he's hoping that with the power of Diego, HW can rein in the forces of the crown.
So he gives you give the crown to HW.
So I crown HW.
Oh no. Okay.
Are you gonna use the same roll that we didn't get to?
I mean, it's a little bit different between like being handed it and like putting it on someone's head.
Was it a good roll that you want to keep? Can I use my triumph if he wants to keep it?
I'll roll again. It's fine. It is a different, like, I succeeded with two threats, so like
it wasn't the best.
It wasn't horrifying. Like, I succeeded, which is all I really ever care about. Threats can be dealt with.
Let's...
Then can I use a triumph to upgrade his roll?
My
triumph.
Well, we'll just go full circle. How about that? We'll use his discipline roll. So we'll say that HW rolled two success and two threat. The two threat is, instead of adding a pip, which I need to do real quick for Hez, you're going to have this constant whisper in the back of your head, HW.
You're hearing the word of Diego firsthand.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound quite like the teachings of Diego. It's like,
Oh, you're being tempted.
Mm-hmm.
The trials of Diego.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hez begins reading the decree of crowning HW of somewhere.
Yeah, that's probably that tracks.
And the town's on fire. All this is happening while the town is on fire. People are screaming. Buildings are crumbling.
Seeley and Lahab are slowly further away, closer to the ship.
Yep. Captain is crowning somebody, and other mystical things are going on.
Yes, the mystics.
Eight. You have eight now, Zach.
Is that good?
No.
He's like the champion.
So I need more.
Yeah, sure. HW, you hear this voice in the back of your head. As the back of your head, it is your head. You can't quite tell. But it's saying something about the mask.
Somebody stop me.
Yeah. Jim Carrey. Find Jim Carrey. Who is
done.
Jim Carrey?
Done. Done. HW will travel through time to find Jim Carrey.
You gotta find out about the number 23, though.
Oh, God.
Where is James Carrey?
But he gets the cable guy.
Oh, no. I mean, that's it. So, all aside, like, all the Lovecraftian, like, a lot of the good Lovecraftian stories I've heard, like, the... Like, realities just start blending together, and it's fucking hilarious that we're doing this now. You're thinking you need the mask.
I know I need the mask. From the visions I've had.
Yes. But now it's like it is a background compulsion. I'm not going to make you roll it right now, but it will come up.
God, that's all I want.
Okay. So what are you guys going to do? The city is burning around you. You now have a crowned liege, according to Hez.
My lord!
And Torque, I think?
I enter the ship and attempt to start it.
Oh.
He's like, oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, let's pump the brakes real quick.
Let's back up a couple steps. So you guys get into the shipyard, right?
Me and Lahab? Yeah.
Yeah. And when you come in, you see that one of the explosions that was
is
off
the ship.
Well, the entire shipyard is in flames, and there are people running and screaming as these.
In the panic, I grab a civilian and bite into their neck and stare at Lahab.
Okay, recover two strain and two wounds.
Excellent.
Does Lahab have the control stone in him right now?
Yeah, he has never stopped having it.
Okay, Lahab has a very vacant look in his eyes.
I toss the body into the screaming masses.
Lahab nods.
Yeah, Lahab's not going to worry about that. At this point, I feel like the level of control I have, he's just like neutral to everything.
Yeah,
like the master isn't in trouble.
I grab his hand and hurriedly run around trying to find the ship in the chaos.
The ship... Okay.
Because I'm assuming no one's still back there fighting, and I just kind of ran away with Lahab.
Yeah. I'm going to use a dark side point.
Yay! That's my favorite.
Whoa.
Pie. Odd or even?
Just the two of us. odd.
We can make it if we try.
You're the odd couple.
So odd is good. Good results.
Even is better results.
Even is
even yes. better.
Uh huh.
Yay, odd.
Nice.
So yeah, you see your ship is surrounded by 3 zombies.
A bit, yeah.
A mere trifle.
They like when I say surrounded, they're actually just kind of standing there motionless in front of
just kind of around it.
Basically, no, more like right in front of where like the entry ramp would be.
Right. Of course they would be.
Which is it's a stark contrast from all the other ones that are running around attacking people or destroying the ships around them. And then, well, okay, so what are you going to do?
I coat my, what was it? Is it just gloves?
Yeah, you got that little injector gloves.
Were they on the gloves? Why didn't I write that down? Anyways, I write my gloves.
Yeah.
As a T-1000 walk towards them.
Okay. As you're doing that, you see I'll let you attack them, which I can throw them on the board. They look fairly weak. There's the Atten sword.
Assassin's Creed my way through the crowd, just gently shoving people. Nice. As the last civilian is out of the way, I just start sprinting at the middle one.
Okay.
And I attack.
Nice.
Go for it.
Oh no. 2 failure, an advantage.
You go to swing, and actually, you know what? With your 2 failure, these things actually look pretty weak. And you're actually able to intuit that when you smash through this first one's head and obliterate it, but you way overswing and end up like getting tangled up in what's left of its body. As the other two turn around and look at you.
I turn and look at Lahab. Remember me.
and with that, hang on. As Seelie utters what she thinks is her last words.
Hang on.
A couple of shots ring out as a Trandoshan comes out and shoots. Well, actually just decapitates one of the zombies in front of you. To your, well, it's not in front of you, to your left. I don't remember what the Miralukins is. Canola? Is that really what I went with? Yeah, it is. Canola. Oof. Oh god, getting a little crazy here. And then another one, the Miralukin, as this other zombie is bearing down, about to attack you, this Miralukin comes up behind it and really deftly and silently just decapitates it. And then this... Oh, what's the 4-legged? What are they called again? Zexto. That's what they are. The multi-limb people. This spider-looking person crawls out from underneath the ship and says, "Hey, it's all clear."
You ruined my cardigan.
And the Miralukin is going to shift her gaze, which is unnerving, even for you, Seelie, because she has no eyeballs. And she looks at you and says, "I think you'll get over it. I believe we have a deal."
I like your cloak. I stand up.
She laughs and say, "I think we can come to an understanding here."
I grab her shoulder.
She nods.
I take the cloak.
No, that's not... No. But I think we can end it here.
We can end it here real quick, but I have a question.
Yes.
Before we go. I was wondering if for the power...
I'm going to make you roll for it now because you don't have the crown on your head anymore.
But I got a triumph.
I know. It'll be a lot better than what it would normally be. Because but you're reading the Necronomicon without the crown.
But I want to conjure stuff.
What do you want to conjure?
It'll be fun.
What do you want to conjure?
I can't tell you. That's the surprise.
Oh. Okay, we won't end on that. So we'll end on what you're doing. So while this is all going down, Hez is still reading off of his royal decrees, what he thinks are royal decrees, but they're...
Lord of Lambast, director of Diego's, ask the pages of mystical...
Yeah, it's all gibberish to everybody. Except Hez, who, you know what, this makes perfect fucking sense. This is the lineage and decrees of our lords and saviors.
There's only one Diego.
Well, you say that, but right now you think maybe there's two.
Don't do this to me. I actually passed my discipline check.
That's okay. So, we're going to roll a discipline check. Another one. And we are going to find out. So you have... You have 8 pips against you, Zach. That's not great.
I think it's.
I mean, it's good for me. But there's your nemesis, dude.
Oh, yeah. Witness my power.
Roll discipline.
Last anointed by the prophet of the.
Can I upgrade it?
Yeah, I'm gonna make this 2 red, 2 purple.
Okay.
1 setback.
Oh, shit!
Oh.
A failure, 2 threat, a triumph, and a despair!
So, the triumph is, yeah, sure, you can summon things.
Yeah! I'm gonna write that down.
Whatever you're trying to summon. While you're reading the book, these decrees, you happen to realize that, this isn't the decrees, this is one of those books I just bought. And as you're reading this book, a despair has until you're able to pass the next discipline check. It's going to be a hard discipline check, too. Next hard discipline. Has you are convinced that HW is a king. Your king. He is your liege lord.
Oh, God. So I've gone from reading decrees to now, like, Lahab. 0.0. Or actually, yeah. 0.5.
Well, it'd be like 1.5. Like, you still have...
My faculties?
Yeah, but...
But only at the behest of my lord.
Yes.
Must obey King, the Lord Prophet of Diego.
Exactly. Is...
Every time the HW would even stop for a moment and turn even slightly towards Hez just... Until he turns away, and then he stands back up.
Yes. So with your 2 threat, you also, and your failure, you also read a bunch of stuff that you didn't mean to read.
Hope my mom doesn't find out I read this.
I am going to use another dark side point, because I kind of want to point the story in this direction. You end up reading about another elder god.
Go on.
An outer. I think it's... We might have to retcon this, because I think he might be an outer god. Like, as you're flipping through the pages, you just see something that catches your eye, and you happen to fixate on it a little bit more than what you intend to. And as you're reading it, you read about this thing called Nyarlathotep, and him being this thing... Words are hard when it comes to describing this thing, but it is, some people call it the crawling chaos. And it being the, you get the impression, so for like the player, if Cthulhu is the prophet of the outer gods, then Nyarlathotep would be their emissary. He does things, he's basically like there to help usher in. He does what they want them to, but is also just this embodiment of chaos. And even though he's supposed to be doing things for all of the outer gods, he typically just does whatever entertains him the most. You're not quite sure why you fixated on that so much, but that's what you got out of the book right before you get your little spell and then think that HW is your liege lord. And with that, that's what I think we will end on. This scene here, this city is on fire, and we have a trio offering salvation to two people trying to run away, and with the other three being Hez, Torque, and HW, they may look like they've just won, but there's something kind of insidious creeping in the background as the city around you burns. Literally, the city is burning down around you, and as... So, if you're doing a mental picture, as we zoom out, the camera would zoom back in over here in the insane asylum, where we would zoom into this kind of, like, throne room area. This big reception area. Receiving room. Where an individual with blonde hair and a cracked face is sitting on a really nice... dais.
Does he have kernels of popcorn in his hair?
He does.
Nice.
And he's looking at this stone mask in his hand, in his right hand, and he's looking over this table where this it's a corpse of a woman is laying on it, and he's whispering to kind of himself, saying, "Soon you'll be back. I'll bring you back."
What he thinks.
It's cheap, right? Thanks for listening to us, guys. We're coming close to the end. I sincerely hope that you have enjoyed listening to this as much as I have enjoyed telling it. If you want to join me in my lost train of thought, listen check a little bit out. Longer.
Check us out online.
At talesoftheouterrim.com.
And thank you to Steph Makepeace for doing the music. You can find her SoundCloud at Makepeace.
May Diego always be with you.
That's an acceptable...
Yeah, that's fine. May the Force be with you.
Fuck you. Yeah.